News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Orly Shaw, says business confidence in Jamaica is at an all-time high. Addressing the House of Representatives last Tuesday, Mr. Shaw said the latest business confidence index for December 2016 shows a 15.4% increase in comparison with the last quarter of 2015.
This was reported to be the best four quarters recorded in 15 years. It is also instructive that for the fourth consecutive quarter, the willingness of firms to invest in new plant and equipment was at an all-time high.
Meanwhile, Mr. Shaw says the country is on track with its fiscal targets based on performance of the budget through December. He notes that the primary balance surplus was $70 billion, significantly higher than the target of $54 billion. Overall revenues and grants were $17.7 billion ahead of target, and tax revenues were ahead by $10.1 billion. Taxes from pay-as-you-earn PAYE overperformed by $3.5 billion or 7.8% through December. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, and the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, have signed an agreement to streamline their operations and better address consumer complaints. The Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, sets out the framework for cooperation between the CAC and the OUR in carrying out their respective statutory responsibilities of consumer protection relating to utilities, electricity, telephone, and water. Chairman of the CAC, Kent Gammon, says the agency is seeking to partner with other state agencies in addressing consumer complaints and redress.
I look forward to other state agencies coming on board with us with the ultimate goal to ensure that we have a more efficient way of treating with complaints by consumers, by the Jamaican citizens, meeting their demands in treating with those complaints and grievances.
The CAC will be seeking to sign cooperation agreements with the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, National Consumers League, and the Director of Public Prosecutions. National Security Minister Robert Montague is welcoming the decision by the United States U.S. State Department to resume the authorization process for firearm export licenses to Jamaica. The U.S. State Department has agreed to consider each application on a case-by-case basis. Minister Montague says the move follows discussions involving personnel from the ministry, the Firearm Licensing Authority, FLA, and the U.S. Embassy. He says a strategic priority for the government is to stem the flow of illegal guns into Jamaica. In the meantime, the U.S. Embassy, in a statement issued January 18, said it is working with the Ministry of National Security and the Firearm Licensing Authority to identify opportunities to jointly improve the firearm licensing and registration process. It says immediate steps can be taken, including prioritizing the destruction of confiscated weapons, resuming marking of imported firearms, increasing frequency of ballistics data collection, and improving the accuracy of record keeping. And police officers will soon be able to ride the Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC buses free of charge. The initiative, resulting from a partnership between the Ministries of National Security and Transport and Mining, will see the law enforcement personnel benefiting from the service for approximately 1 year.
We are going to be setting up some pre-appointed stations, and you will go and you will get your pass. So you will just swipe and take your seat and ride.
The system will be available to JCF officers in Kingston and Spanish Town in its initial phase. Negotiations are ongoing for a similar system to be implemented for correctional officers and members of the Jamaica Defense Force. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Calling all singers and songwriters, join JCDC in celebrating 30 years of the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition. Come out to regional audition Tuesday, January 24 in Manchester, Wednesday, January 25 St. James, Thursday, January 26 St. Mary, and Friday, January 27 Kingston. So start warming up those voices and put the final touches on your songs. And yes, we'll be accepting entries on the spot. For more info, check jcdc.gov.jm, social media, or call 926-572629.